Hi, gorgeous, and welcome to Seasons of Self-Love. This podcast is for ambitious, down-to-earth humans who are ready to be expanded and inspired towards stepping into even more of their potential and loving themselves like crazy. Real humans, real self-love journeys, and a real opportunity for you to create space to be your best, boldest, and most beautiful self. I'm your host, Beck, and I can't wait to share some self-love magic with you all. Hello, epic humans, and welcome back to another episode of Seasons of Self-Love. Coming in hot with a solo episode today, and I am so excited to share this message with you all. I am so sick of these amazing, charismatic, intelligent, strong, powerful, beautiful, talented women not celebrating themselves. And I really wanted to express this message with you because I feel so passionate about it. I am surrounded by these women every single day. We all have something unique. We all have something magical to bring to this world. Why are we not celebrating ourselves? Why are we not taking the time to nurture all of that epicness inside of us and really share our authentic magic with the world? I'm fired up. I am ready to go for this. It's obviously something that I'm so passionate about. It's so near and dear to my heart. And it's essentially what my work is based around. It's what my business is based around. It's really allowing someone to see their potential, to understand what's keeping them stuck and out of balance, and to really go after what they want in life. Because the thing is, we are the ones that are cock blocking ourselves. We are the ones that are limiting ourselves from how amazing we can be and how epic our lives can be by holding ourselves back and not going after what we know is for us because of these beliefs that are keeping us safe and stuck and small. And I'm done with it. And I'm like, it's over. We get to put a full stop in it. We get to say no more of this. It is time to make space, to choose to celebrate ourselves, and to really, from there, gain this added empowerment and confidence and inspiration from ourselves to move forward and into the lives that we absolutely deserve and are worthy of living. So let's dive in. Obviously, there is a part of all of us that feels this insecurity in terms of really allowing ourselves to be as big and as bold and as beautiful as we almost know we are inside. And I'm not sure if this is relevant to you. It obviously is super relevant to me and the journey that I've taken to get here, having done so much inner work, having made such a crazy investment in myself and my growth and development, and then obviously having created this business. But I'm sure for a lot of you listening, you can relate to that power, that knowing bubbling inside of what your true potential is, how amazing you actually are, how talented you are, how skilled you are, how gorgeously attractive you are. Like, we all have those inklings from time to time, and I would be very surprised if you can actually honestly tell me that there is not a time in your life that you feel like you are worthy of more, or you're excited about something amazing in your life, or you're like, yes, I want to go after that. Like, I know that I can create that for myself. And then self-doubt creeps in. The blocks start to come up. The beliefs and the stories come in thick and strong, and we cock-block ourselves. We do not give ourselves the time and space to honor our epicness, to own how amazing we are. And I am absolutely calling BS on it. This is a time where we get to choose. Never ever have women been more empowered and more powerful and more inspired by each other and the work that we are doing in this world, whether that's, you know, you working as a dentist or mum life or out there with a beautiful creative project, or whether that's managing a team of people, or whether that's a cashier at a supermarket. Like, we all have a choice in terms of how we want to look at our lives. The outlook that we have is so imperative for the way that we not only see the world, but the way that we see ourselves. Why it's so important to get really clear on the stories that you're telling yourself, so that when you are taking the opportunity to really go after what you want, you know that you can build on that belief and that knowing of how amazing you truly are and use that to propel you forward and not keep you stuck by the stories, the things that you're telling yourself that are simply not the truth. And I know it's really scary to own that love for yourself, to own that knowledge and to share it outwardly in terms of, you know, really shouting your name from the rooftops and really claiming all of the amazing things you bring to this world. I know that it's scary. I know that we have been taught that, you know, like, of course, like, love yourself, but don't love yourself too much. Like, you don't want to, like, oh my God, can you fit out the door with that big head? Like, fuck that. I'm calling BS on it. Like, none of that shit matters anymore. Drop it from your mind frame and let it go. You should celebrate and love on and nurture and care for yourself like no one else in your life. And I know it's hard to put that into perspective when you've got children. I have conversations all the time with people around being able to love themselves, you know, the same way, the same unconditional way that they love their children. But really, spin that on its head. Why don't you love yourself in the same unconditional way that you love your children? Why shouldn't you build that unconditional love that you have for these gorgeous little beings that you've created? You created it. So therefore, like, if you feel like they're magic, then you must be even more magnificent. And that is the key point. So often we're around celebrating everyone else, loving on everyone else, when we neglect ourselves. And it just doesn't have to be this way. And you get to choose. And I'm sick of people not choosing and looking for reasons to hide away and to not celebrate themselves and to not put themselves first. And it doesn't have to be that way. And quite frankly, I am done with it, because it is your choice. You get to choose. You get to make this powerful decision to prioritize you and to truly sit with how magnificent you are, all of the magic you bring into this world, and just stop and celebrate and pause and reflect and go inward and do it now. Like, just stop and feel your heart and feel how amazing you are. And just know that, like, that's what you get to lead with. And I can guarantee you, because I know this to be true, because I've seen it reflected in my own life, and I've seen it reflected in all of the clients' lives that I work with. If you give yourself more love, you have more authentic love to give. And it feels backwards and it feels foreign, because we think, oh my God, no, I've got to give it to everyone else. But the love that you're giving to everyone else, when it's not reciprocated, like when you're not giving that same love to yourself, the love that you're giving outwardly when you don't love on yourself, it's fake, it's diluted, it's not the same level of epicness as when you give back to yourself. It gets to be more authentic, it gets to be more real, it gets to feel more joyful, and you will bring more presence into your life when you love on yourself, when you celebrate yourself. So I'm calling BS on it, because it is a choice. And if you can sit there and say, I don't love myself, I don't know how people can love themselves, I can't prioritize me, I don't have any time, what about everyone else? What about the kids? What about the lunches? What about my husband's washing? I mean, let's have a realistic conversation. This doesn't have to cost money. This isn't me saying, come with me, I know the way, pay me all this money and I will tell you how to celebrate yourself. This is me just saying, make the time, set 5 minutes. Put it in your diary for every day. Stop and not only be grateful for the things and the people and the beautiful memories and experiences you have in your life, but be grateful for you. What do you bring into this world that no one else brings into this world? What are your unique, magical gifts and talents that come together in this beautiful form in your physical presence and, you know, the authentic soul that you bring into this world? That's you. No one else has that. And that is something to celebrate alone. The fact that you are you and you've had your own experiences and you've moved through your own journey in life and you know what you know and you feel what you feel, that is enough to celebrate. So stop and celebrate that right now. And it is so easy to fall into the trap of wanting what other people have, or thinking, if only it was like this for me, if once I have that, when I do this, when I get that. And it's just, it doesn't have to be that way. Do you know what I mean? Like, you are making the, if that's the way that you are living your life in total comparisonitis and total, you know, like setting restrictions for when you love yourself or when you get to, you know, celebrate yourself, it doesn't have to be like that. You're making it hard on yourself. And I say this with so much love and compassion, but if you are feeling like things are limited for you and you're having a limited life experience, it's a choice that you're making on a daily basis. And it can be really easy to put all the excuses into the world of, oh, but this is happening. I don't have like enough money and I don't have any time. And like, oh, it's really hard to do this work. Yeah, fuck yes, it is. But it's hard to live in a place where you do not love, appreciate, and celebrate yourself. And I get that coming in hot and heavy with the self-love can be really hard. Like really sitting there and being like, I love me. It's really hard. But this isn't about like sunshine and lollipops. A deep love for yourself and a deep confidence in who you are and as a person is really understanding, yes, how amazing you are, but also really having an awareness and acceptance of all of the shadow parts of you, the things that aren't always amazing, the things that don't always feel good. Like, you have to know your insecurities, you have to know your weaknesses just as well as you know your strengths. And then that's what we are celebrating. We are celebrating the fullness of you in your entirety, the good, the bad, the ugly, which is just a statement that I feel like gets to be embraced. Celebrate the good things, celebrate the bad, celebrate the ugly in such an empowering way, because do you know what? Every piece of that puzzle allows you to get to know you better. And when you understand yourself and when you have more awareness and more acceptance of all parts of you, not just the nicer look at parts, but all parts of yourself, confident in who you are, you can see yourself full circle. And it's not just the glowy, sparkly bits. Oh, this is what I'll show the world. Oh, this is what I'll appreciate of myself. No, sis, you get to know all of you. And that's the power. And that's what celebration brings. So celebrating yourself doesn't have to look like celebration in every sense of the word, right? It doesn't have to be like, okay, cool, well, I'm going to have like a party with myself, like amazing. If you want to do that, absolutely. Like, you've got to bring your own energy into this. What are the things you love doing the most when you are celebrating a special occasion? Or what are the things you love about Christmas, birthdays, I don't know, a night out with friends? How can you bring those feelings into your everyday and stop and take note of just how amazing you are? Once again, about defining what joy, what presence, what happiness, what success looks like in your life, and then making time to celebrate it. Because if we're just constantly on this journey to get more happiness, more success, more money, more clients, more whatever it is, we're not actually taking the time to celebrate in the moment. We're not taking the time to really sit with that joy, let it swirl around your entire body, let it start in your heart and let it spread out to your fingertips and your toes and the top of your head. Really take that joyful, loving energy in and give it back to yourself. Like, I know there's different things in our lives that bring us that feeling, whether it's our children, whether it's our fur babies, whether it's the sunrise. Like, sit with those feelings, allow them to completely like overcome you with the sense of love and happiness and joy. Just the best feeling. And please know, you are not alone if celebrating yourself feels uncomfortable and feels foreign. I feel like the majority of women that I have the pleasure of working with, when we talk about celebrating and we talk about, you know, these are some successful women. Like, I am working with beautiful people from all walks of life, and these women are so successful, whether they have, you know, like high profile careers, whether they are earning a shit ton of money and have all these amazing clients, whether they are living this beautiful, fulfilled life and really, you know, honing into what brings them the most joy in their home lives as a mum, wife, as a sister, daughter, all of the things. These are some amazing women. And I think this is why I feel the frustration rise and bubble within me, because I just look at these women and so many of the amazing women in my community, and I'm just like, holy shit, you just, like, you get to see, like, I want you to see. It makes me emotional because I'm like, I want you to see, I want to teach you, I want to empower you to see how truly amazing you are. And like, this is your life. Like, don't wait for things to get better. Like, they are amazing now. There is beauty in everything. There is passion in everything. You get to make the choice. And that is what I'm calling BS on. If you feel like your life is passing you by, make the choice. Make the change. You are so much more amazing than your experiences and some of your stories have told you, have taught you to believe. You literally are light and love all rolled into this beautiful body, into this beautiful being. And I want you to see that. And I want you to shine your light. And I want you to celebrate yourself. And it takes time. And it takes energy. It's not about clicking your fingers and like, yeah, woo, self-celebration, I'm done for the day. It is about choosing to create this intentional time for yourself. And it does feel hard and it does feel uncomfortable. But honestly, like, it is the best feeling when you can actually know that you bring yourself so much joy, that you're able to own the magic and the way that you make the people in your life feel. And I would love for you to just stop now and take 30 seconds and just think about the amazing things that you bring to people's lives. Like, think about the way you make, you know, your significant other or your children or your parents feel. Think how proud they are of you. You get to be proud of yourself as well, beautiful. You get to feel that same pride within you bubble away. Let it bubble up. Embrace it. Own it. Let it be yours to tap into whenever you like. And the thing is, I suppose I want to call out celebration in the traditional sense because, you know, like we get a new job, get engaged, maybe finish up a big project at work and maybe we go out for dinner, have a couple of glasses of champagne. So here for that. But do we sit in the energy and the feeling of how proud we are of ourselves? Do we stop and bask in the way that makes us feel? I feel like it's this tick box approach where it's like, cool, tick the box, did the birthday celebration. But like, do you sit with yourself and get reflective and think about the lessons that you've learned this year and think about what you want to take into the next year and really allow you to feel proud of yourself and feel the love for yourself and feel joy for who you are and the unique authenticness that you bring to this world? So let this be a pep talk. Let this be a source of inspiration for you to stop wasting time hating on yourself, berating on yourself, wishing things were different. They're not different. You are you and you are fucking amazing. So stop and know it. Own it. Allow yourself to embrace who you are, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Make time to celebrate you. Choose a life that feels intentional and purposeful and passionate. Like, you get to choose that. So there's no time to waste being miserable. And I'm always feeling emotion. It's not about not feeling emotion. It's not about not being sad and angry and frustrated. But when it comes to making a choice and making a change in terms of the way that you view yourself, make it a celebration. Make your whole life a celebration. Celebrating everything you do in life. Celebrating the amazing dinner you put on the table. Celebrating the epic pair of pants you're wearing. Celebrating your smile, your laugh lines, your regrowth. Like, celebrating all of the things you bring to the world, the way you make people feel. Celebrate your laugh. Celebrate your shit or amazing dance moves. Celebrate the way that, you know, people feel like lit up or inspired by you, or celebrate the way people feel a depth to your presence, or celebrate the way you are such a hard worker and people are like, that work ethic is admirable. But don't do it for the validation externally. Allow the feelings to bubble up inside of you and take note of all of the amazing things you get to celebrate about yourself. So I would love to finish, and I would love to leave you with a couple of really beautiful journaling questions if you do feel like celebration is something that is kind of missing in your life. And they are so simple, right? It's like, what am I choosing to celebrate about myself today? Start the list. Start writing it down. If you wanted to, you could do a couple of different things. You could do celebrating something about your physical appearance, celebrating something about the way you make other people feel, celebrating some authentic magic that you bring to the world. such a powerful lesson and just something that you get to choose. So I'm absolutely calling it BS on the fact that we don't have the time and we don't make the space to celebrate ourselves. I'm done with it. I'm done with all these amazing women in my life not feeling as good as they get to feel because they're not choosing to. So choose to celebrate you. You are amazing. You are magical. You bring more to this world than you will ever know, but you have to feel that. All of the outside validation, all of the people loving on you and telling you how amazing you are, yeah, it feels good, but it is nothing compared to the self-validation you can get when you choose to celebrate how amazing you are. Ah, the best. So stoked to share this passionate conversation with you. And I have some amazing things coming up in the near future. Some really gorgeous, intentional, free ways to work with me in this space. So if self-celebration is something you want to work towards, if giving yourself a greater sense of love is something that you know is for you, let's do it. I am ready. Kicking off on the 18th of April, and you're invited to the party. This is going to be an intentional space for you to come together with other like-minded women and do some inner work. It is going to enable you to own your strengths, to talk to what stories you're telling yourself that are keeping you small, that are keeping you stuck in the same place. And it's going to really give you the tools to be able to move forward, to gain momentum on where you want to be and to start celebrating the shit out of yourself. So I've popped the link in the show notes. And if you want to any more information, come follow me on Instagram, reach out in the DMs. I always love chatting about this stuff. This is what I'm here to do. It is to empower you. It is to give you the confidence. It's to allow you to love and celebrate yourself like you never have before. And this is a really gorgeous place to start. So I cannot wait to see you there. Reach out if you've got any questions. And it is time, gorgeous, to own your epicness. Oh, the feels. What an epic chat. Thank you so much for joining us for Seasons of Self-Love. I hope you feel lit up and ready to tap into all that potential inside of you and take on your life with more self-love and compassion than ever before. If you feel like you'd like to connect more, I hang out mostly on Instagram at Beck Connington, and I would love to hear from you and chat all things self-love, personal development, and your relationship with yourself. Catch you next time for Seasons of Self-Love.